Okay, Dirk, we've talked about it in other times about vitamin C and scurvy. Okay, with the life shield and the lifeguard, I'm taking that, either one. Why would I need to add more vitamin C to my supplement?
Well, it depends on how much stress you're under. And by stress, I mean things like oxidative stress. For example...
Explain that. What is it? What's oxidative stress? I've never heard of
that. That's where you have oxidation reactions going on. You can't get along without oxygen, but you have side effects when you use oxygen to oxidize fats and proteins and carbohydrates. And these side effects involve the production of free radicals. And those free radicals, some free radicals are necessary for life. Others are just purely dangerous. And the vitamin C helps you to keep those under control. If you're under a lot of oxidative stress, like you're exposed to a lot of sunlight, you're exposed to ozone from air pollution, you're exposed to more than a drink or two of alcohol per day, that additional vitamin C can be helpful in you managing that. Because the vitamin C gets burned up pretty fast in the presence of unusual amounts of oxidative stress. Other examples of oxidative stress are when a person gets sick, when they get infected. Their innate immune system purposely uses oxidative stress to knock out infected cells and to kill them. On the other hand, there's collateral damage to nearby cells that aren't infected, and you can help prevent that excessive damage by increasing your amount of vitamin C.
You know, Dirk, sometimes people go, I don't need to take vitamin C. I took two oranges today. Oranges got plenty of vitamin C.
You're going to have to take a whole bag full of oranges to get the amount of vitamin C that you get in a couple of capsules of our vitamin C product. And incidentally, our vitamin C product has different types of vitamin C in there, including a very unusual one called ascorbyl palmitate. And ascorbyl palmitate is a fat-soluble form of vitamin C. It's a very strong antioxidant synergist. That is, it improves the performance of other antioxidants, other fat-soluble antioxidants like vitamin E, for example. It's something that your microbiome, that is the good guy bacteria in your colon, make in very small amounts. This gives you considerably larger amounts. Normally, vitamin C is purely water-soluble. It does not dissolve in the fatty parts of your body, yet that's where most free radicals are made, in the fatty parts of your body.
Okay.
One of the functions of the water-soluble vitamin C is it works in a team with the fat-soluble vitamin E. The vitamin E gets oxidized, and the vitamin C reduces the oxidized vitamin E back to the unoxidized form, and so it can function again.
Gotcha. Now, I take your life shield now, and I'm also taking your vitamin C. Can I OD on that? Can I take too much? Is that going to harm myself?
Well, you could take much of anything, and that includes water and oxygen.
Okay.
For example, if you drink a couple of liters of water a day, good. That's going to help keep your body healthy. On the other hand, if you try drinking 10 times that much, if you drink 5 gallons a day, you're going to die in less than 24 hours from electrolyte imbalance.
Wow.
And that's just a factor of 10 times more than the normal amount of water. It'll kill you in 24 hours. Oxygen, the same. If you're exposed to 2 atmospheres of pure oxygen, which is 10 times the normal amount you get just by breathing normally here on Earth, 10 times the amount of oxygen will cause severe neurological damage and may very well kill you in convulsions in less than 24 hours. So it's possible to have too much of anything. If you simply follow the instructions on the bottle, you won't be getting too little.
I take the recommended dosages on the bottles, I'm going to be fine.
Right, you're going to be fine.
Okay, folks, now you know. Go order your vitamin C.